So today, the birth appearance ceremony of Lord Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Janma karmam medibhyam jujana kitatata. Taptadeham punarjanmanaiti mameti kaun. My dear Arjun, any person who simply tries to understand about my transcendental birth or appearance and disappearance and activity, janma karma. The personality of Godhead is not niskriya, without activities. So, anyone who can understand what kind of activities the Lord has and what kind of birth He accepts, simply by understanding these two things, one gets wonderful result. What is that? Tattadeham. By quitting this body, tattadeham punarjanmanaiti, he does not get any more birth in this material world. Taktadeham punarjanmanaiti. Some of us may think that punarjanmanaiti means he becomes vanquished. No, punarjanmanaiti, but mameti. He does not come to this material world, but he comes to me, mameti. Mameti means then the Supreme Personality of Godhead has got His place, abode, where we can go, simply by understanding the nature of His appearance and activity. So, today is that auspicious day, Janmashtami, when Lord Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago in India, Mathura. Those who are Indian ladies and gentlemen present, they know very well where is Mathura. It is about 90 miles south of New Delhi. The Mathura is still existing and it is eternally existing. The Krishna appeared in Mathura in his maternal uncle's house in a very precarious condition. That birthplace, Lord Krishna's birthplace, is now maintained very nicely. One who goes to India, they see. So anyway, Lord Krishna appeared on this planet 5,000 years ago. Now, Krishna says, janma karma me divyam. Divyam means not ordinary. It should not be understood just like we take our birth. Krishna does not take his birth like us. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna inquired from Krishna, my dear Krishna, you are speaking that formerly you spoke this Jova system of Bhagavad Gita to the Sun God. That means it is millions and trillions years ago. You spoke, how can I believe it? Because Krishna was contemporary to Arjuna, so he was thinking that Krishna is my friend, is my cousin, brother. How it is possible that he spoke this Bhagavad Gita Yoga to Sun God? So what was the reply? The reply was this, that you also appear many, many times, I also appear many, many times. The difference is that I can remember, you cannot remember. That is the difference between God and ordinary living creature. That we are also taking birth after birth. There are 8,400,000 species of life, and so long we are in this material world, we are cycling round this birth after birth. So Krishna's birth is not like that. Therefore Krishna says, janma karma me divyam, jo janati tapat. Tapat means in truth, not superficially, scientifically, one who knows, he can get immediately liberation. And how one can understand the same truth? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jaschami tattat. Again, the same thing, tattata, in truth. If anyone wants to know God or Krishna, in truth, not superficial, then he has to undertake the process of devotion and service, bhaktya. In another place, Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati. Any person who gives me a little fruit, little flower, little water, but with devotion, bhaktya, that is the only qualification. Krishna says, taya bhaktya upuhitam asnami. Because he brings it with devotion and faith and love, I eat. Krishna eats. We are offering in the temple prasadam. So he eats. Because he says, I eat. How you can say that he does not eat? Some gentleman who asked me that, Swamiji, you offer prasadam in the temple, but do you think Krishna or God eats? I answered, yes, why not? He says, I eat. How you can say he does not eat? But he do not know how he eats. Due to poor fund of knowledge, you think that God does not eat. But his eating process is different. That is answered in the Brahma Sanghita. Brahma Sanghita, it is said, angani yasya sakalendriya vittimanti. God's senses, Krishna's senses, are as powerful has other senses. Just like I can see with my eyes, but Krishna can eat also with his eyes. That is why Angani Jasya Sakalendriya Vittimanti. Just like there is many examples, Krishna or Vishnu, the first creation is that Garbhosai Vishnu lying on the ocean, and Brahma was created from his navel. There was a lotus stain grown from the abdomen of the Lord, and Brahma was born. Now Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, was just sitting. But as we understand that if we beget child, we require the cooperation of wife. But here we see that wife was sitting, but he begot Brahma from the navel. This is called Sarva-Shaktiman. He does not require anyone's help. He can beget child, not exactly as we beget child. Therefore, janma-karma-me-divyam. He is within your heart. He is everywhere. He can appear from everywhere. Just like sun rises from the eastern side, it does not mean that eastern side is the mother of sun. We simply see that sun is rising from the eastern side. In this way, if we try to understand in truth, then we can understand what is God. Superficially, if we try to understand by our experimental knowledge, then it is not possible to understand God. Panthasya koti satavasya sampradamya vayo rathapi manaso munipungavanam sapvastijaprabhadasim na avichintatatte govindamadipurisam tamaham bhajami. The Brahma Sangita says that if one stops on the chariot of air and makes progress on the speed of mind, still one cannot understand what is God. Bedesu dullabha adullabha atavakto. He cannot be understood simply by studying Vedas. Taidunna vishaya veda nistraidunna bhavaya. One has to transcend the position of Vedas also, then one can understand what is God or what is Krishna. So that process is explain in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mama Vijanati Javan Jasami Tattata. So this bhakti, devotional service of Krishna is so nice, and under that bhakti category, this Janmashtami. Of course, this Janmashtami ceremony is observed by all Hindus, irrespective of becoming Vaishnava or not. This ceremony is observed in India, every home, just like in your Western countries, the Christmas is observed in every home. Similarly, Janmashtami is observed in every home. Today is a great ceremonial day. Our program is at 12 o'clock night, the Lord will take birth. and he shall receive him. And just now it is 10 o'clock. For 2 hours our program will continue in Kirtan. Kirtan means sometimes chanting with music and sometimes speaking. Both of them are Kirtan. Kirtati iti Kirtan. Whenever we glorify the Lord, that is called Kirtan. This Srimad Bhagavatam reading is also Kirtan. Abhavad Vyasaki Kirtan. Vyasaki Sukadeva Goswami, he achieved the highest perfection, liberation, simply by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj, he simply heard. There are 9 processes of devotional service. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. Chanting, hearing, first hearing, then chanting. Without hearing, nobody can chant. Savanam Kirtanam. And what sort of Savanam Kirtanam? Vishnu. Of Vishnu. Not anything else. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakham Atmanivedanam. These are 9 processes of devotional service. Of which Savanam, hearing, is most important. Without hearing, nobody can understand the science of God. Therefore, the Vedic mantras are called Shruti. Shruti means it is to be heard. It is not to be experimented in the laboratory. It is simply to be heard. Therefore, it is called Shruti. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Bandhanam. Offering prayer. We also offer prayer. The other religious sects, just like the Christians, they offer prayer. The Mohammedans, they offer prayer. So prayer, offering prayer, is also one of the items of bhakti, chanting, hearing, meditating, offering prayers, archanam, worshipping the deity in the temple, all of them are together devotional service. So out of the 9, if you can execute all the 9, it is very good. But it is not possible. So even if you can execute 1 item, you become perfect. It is so nice. Sri Vishnu Savane Parikshit, just like Maharaj Parikshit, he simply executed the function of hearing. He got perfection. Similarly, Abhavad Vyasaki Kirtane. Vyasaki Sukadeva Goswami, he simply glorified the Lord. Prahlada Smarane. Prahlada Maharaj, you are simply meditating. There are many examples simply by following 1 principle of this devotional service. They got the highest perfection alive, liberation. Back to home, back to Godhead. So, we shall invite today to speak about Krishna from our students as well as from the members who are present here. So, I shall request Janardhan to speak something about his realization of Krishna.